It has been a cold, wet spring, and farmers anxious to plant their crops, soybeans, corn, wheat, sugar beets, they're being plagued by soggy fields. Teresa Sissung is a crop specialist with the Michigan Farm Bureau, and Nate Engelhardt is a farmer from Unionville in the Thumb. Teresa, this wet spring's been an incredibly huge problem across the Midwest and the Great Plains. Words like catastrophic have been used in various news reports. What words are you hearing from Michigan farmers?
Challenging would probably be the first word. This is definitely an unprecedented year. Just looking at the state of Michigan, it's the slowest corn planting progress we've ever had, and it's the fifth slowest year we've had for our soybean planting progress. So I would say challenging and probably unprecedented are the first two that come to mind.
So in a given year, can you give us a sense of percentages where we're at, let's say with corn and soybeans? Where would you be normally, and you know, where are we now?
So as of the report that just came out yesterday from USDA, our five-year average would be 87% of Michigan's corn crop would be planted, and currently we only have 42% of it in the ground. And in terms of soybeans, typically we'd have 73% planted, and we're only at 31% as of yesterday.
Mm-mm. So, Nate, tell us about your farm in Unionville. You've got 1,000 acres?
Yep, we're 1,000 acres of organic corn, soybeans, wheat, and conventional corn.
And tell us, how far along are you with your planting?
So we have about 80% of our corn in right now and about 10% of our soybeans. Where in a typical year, we would be all done planting and on to mechanical weeding.
Wow. So it's been a wet spring. It's been a cold spring. And I'm wondering what that double whammy means for your crops in terms of the seeds being planted and growing.
So for us organically, we like to see nice warm soil temperatures so that seed is in the ground as short of time as possible. With it being cold and not warming up during the day, our soil temperatures are way lower than we would like, and our seed is in the ground way longer than we would like. It's just been a really difficult year for us.
And I know, Nate, your family, I understand, has quite a long history working this farm, doesn't it?
Yes, we've been here since 1892.
And you've been farming professionally for, what, 10 years since you were around 20?
Yep. 10 years ago, I started with a young farmer loan, and now we have two young farmers that work alongside with us.
How does this spring compare with anything that you can remember or that you've heard about from your family?
So I never remember a year like this. We've always had good years in the time that I've been farming. Last I have heard, in 1969 was a pretty cold and challenging year.
So 1969 was the worst you can remember until now, and that wasn't as bad as this. Is there anything that could happen, Nate, to salvage your crops for this year? I mean, I got to imagine, if you're a farmer, you learn to live on hope. What are you hoping for?
If we can be optimistic, we're just hoping for average rain and average heat or above normal heat would really help salvage this crop and push it to completion.
Teresa, if crop output is down, doesn't that drive up prices?
It does to an extent. At the farmer level, we have seen some rally in prices just because of the anticipation that there will be fewer acres and lower production. On the consumer side, that's a little bit longer term that you would see that. We do have quite a bit of these crops currently in storage that we have as surplus from previous years. So when it comes to food products, you won't see that until a little bit later. So it shouldn't have a huge impact on food prices, but it is having a pretty big impact on the prices that the farmers receive.
Interesting. So the other thing I've got to wonder is, what about crop insurance? Is it time for farmers to start considering that? And how does that work?
So there is a lot of talk about crop insurance currently. So farmers had to have already been signed up for crop insurance for this crop year. So it's something that if they were not already signed up for, they can't get the coverage now. If they already have the coverage, they have some decisions to make. Depending on their coverage, they may have a prevented planting option. And if they do have that, they can start looking to use it. They have to get past specific dates. What's considered the final planting date for corn is June 5th, so that's coming up obviously tomorrow, and then it's later in the month for soybeans. So once they get past those dates, farmers then need to decide if they're still going to try and plant a crop or if they're going to look at taking that prevented planting coverage.
Nate, are you thinking of crop insurance?
So crop insurance is something we have always done. You know, we bought it for this year already. For us to use prevented plant, we've never used it on our farm. it's not something we want to use.
It really is a lesson for people who don't understand what it is like to live as a farmer. It's a lesson for the rest of us in not just the art of farming, but the tough business of farming, isn't it?
That is very true. It's been quite a few challenging years in a row that they had to deal with. So trying to kind of figure out how to keep that legacy going. And so many of them, they don't just farm as a job. They farm because they love it. So how they can keep doing that has been tough.
Nate Engelhard, farmer from Unionville, who is working the farm that his family has worked on for 127 years. Teresa Sisson, crop specialist with the Michigan Farm Bureau. We want to thank both of you for being with us today on Stateside.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.